Well, the Federal Reserve is wrapping up a two-day meeting in Washington today, and while no major changes are expected to Fed policy, economists will be dissecting every word of the Fed's statement, which will detail the central bank's view of the U.S. economy and perhaps give some clues about when the Fed will pull back on its stimulus. For a preview, we're joined by Julia Coronado, chief economist for North America at the investment bank BNP Paribas. She's with us from New York. Julia, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, what are you expecting from the Fed today? Because it sounds like most people are not expecting much.
Nope, neither am I. We shouldn't get many changes to their policy statement. We won't get a press conference, so it should be a relatively quiet afternoon, just steady as she goes from the Fed.
Steady as she goes, which is news in itself in a way, because people were expecting the Fed to start pulling back, or tapering is the word that people have been using, on some of these big stimulus measures that have been in place since the financial crisis of 2008.
Yeah, that's right. There were pretty high expectations that they might cut their bond buying program in September, but their rationale for not doing that is pretty simple. The economy wasn't picking up as they had hoped it would be, and so there's no reason to take their foot off the gas.
And why is that? Is that all about what we just saw in Washington with the government shutdown and the near default of the U.S. When we got close to the debt ceiling?
I think that's part of the story. That is something that they mentioned in September as a concern, and certainly it played out in a concerning way. But the story of the slowdown in data is broader than that. We've seen housing lose steam. We've seen business investment be pretty sluggish. And these are broader issues that were already in play even before the government shutdown. So I think that's not the only story here.
Well, so how long do you think until the Fed does start to pull back on some of this stimulus, the quantitative easing?
Well, it looks like it probably won't be till early next year at the earliest, and that's, you know, assuming all goes well. So we've had a lot of the data that the Fed relies on to take the temperature of the economy get delayed and by the government shutdown.
Right.
So it's going to take us time to figure out what is the pulse of the U.S. economy. That probably takes us into early next year. If all goes well and we start to see some stronger data, then they could probably scale back their program in March, at the March meeting next year.
Of course, Julia, whatever the Fed does seems very far away to many Americans. It doesn't seem to have an impact on their lives directly. But how important is the Fed right now in helping to hold up the economic recovery, even if it's not a huge economic recovery right now, but any recovery that we're seeing? How important is what the Fed is doing?
Well, I think it is important. You're right, it's been a disappointing recovery, but let's take the housing sector as an example. They pushed mortgage rates through their program to all-time lows, and that did stimulate some demand for housing, and we saw the housing market start to recover. As mortgage rates rose this summer, it was quite surprising how quickly demand for housing dried up. You know, you look at mortgage rates at 4.5%, 4.75%, that still seems low by historical standards. But there's a reason we had to push mortgage rates to all-time lows to get that recovery underway. So that was a disappointment, I think, and it highlights that, yeah, their programs do help things, even if we're still seeing a pretty lackluster recovery overall.
Although, of course, the Fed doesn't have any mandate that has to do with the housing market. It's about the employment rate. So,
right.
So what has the Fed done on that front?
Well, that was also something we saw as housing lost steam. We saw a lot of the banks laying off mortgage processors. We saw construction employment start to slip. So those are direct jobs that were fostered by the housing recovery, which is a sector that responds to Fed policy. So it's not as a robust, I guess, a transmission from Fed policy to job creation as we would like to see, as is typical, I think, in more normal times. But we are still crawling our way out of this really, really deep recession. And, while it doesn't have a lot of bang for its buck, it does, their policies do something.
And the people who are very critical of what the Fed has been doing are critical of it because they're worried about what might happen with inflation. It doesn't seem, looking at it, like that is really a concern for many within the Fed right now.
No. I mean, the inflation data, if anything, have continued to be weaker than we expect. Consumers seem to be in the driving seat of pricing power. They're demanding discounts on everything from college tuition to cell phone service these days. And that's keeping inflation very low. And that highlights, I think, the weakness in the economy and the weakness in the labor market. If you don't have strong job growth and strong wage growth, consumers can't afford to pay more for goods and services. So I think the Fed has proven to be right on that front. Inflation really isn't the bigger concern right now. The bigger concern is weakness in the labor market.
Julia Coronado is Chief Economist for North America for the investment bank BNP Paribas. Julia, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.